So is our tax burden generally lower? Why or why not?
Well, most people should find that their 2018 tax liability is lower than 2017. That was the point of the tax reform that was enacted December 2017 to lower most people and most corporations' tax bills.
All right, so why is it that people don't necessarily believe that? There seems to be an incredible amount of confusion among individual peoples, whether corporations are confused or not.
That's a good point. I think, one, the form looks different. There's no more personal dependent exemption, and there's some new items. Also, if people are looking only at their refund as opposed to what's the line on your return that says your total tax that you owe to the federal government or to the state of California, you should compare that to what was last year. Your refund is really not how much tax you owe. It's just reconciling how much you paid in during the year versus what you truly owe.
Okay, so it kind of seemed like with the lower tax burden came a lower refund, at least on my return. And as we use, I actually used a tax software package that I'm hoping is right. I'm hoping is updated. It claims to be. Is there any issue with those tax packages? Can we count on them to give us an accurate return?
Hopefully you can count on those. I know folks that might have a few additional complications. For example, the new law brought in a new limitation on business losses, and some people have some complications like they own multiple partnerships or multiple businesses, then the software might not be ready. Also, some of the software is still getting updated kind of late into the filing season, so that caused some preparers to have more of their clients perhaps on extension as they're making sure the software is up to date. But hopefully folks using the software that have, you know, primarily wage income, they should be fine. That should have been updated.
Now, one of the things that also was different throughout the last year, throughout 2018, was the amount of withholding for a lot of people's checks and for a lot of people's paychecks. And perhaps they noticed, perhaps they didn't. Going forward, what would you recommend that people do so that they are less confused about what's happening, say, this time next year?
Yes, good question. The IRS was really trying to get folks to be aware that you should go and check your withholding for 2018, but they don't have a great way of reaching the 130 million individual filers. They put press releases out, but obviously people aren't reading those. They still are encouraging people for 2019 to go and check your withholding. They have what's called a withholding tax calculator. Basically, you put in what you've had withheld so far, what you expect your income to be, and it'll tell you, do you need to go and file a new Form W-4 with your employer? And also, more people today probably have income that's not from their employer. They might be renting out a room via Airbnb. They might be driving for Uber or Lyft or have some other part-time gig work. They need to address that with their own estimated tax payments. They don't want to overlook that. And the IRS has a lot of resources on their webpage that can help folks to figure that out.